Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kuchav Dalam Beis, 5 lines in the bottom, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Megufis Chavis, Shenich Sisa. Megufis, the cover of the a Chavis, is like a stopper that you put on top of the Chavis, the container, where the Chavis broke. So the Chavis, it doesn't really have a function anymore because it doesn't have a Chavis. So Mutar L'Taltal B'Shabbos, you let it move on Shabbos because you can still use it for other purposes, which would fit with the flow of our Mishnah, that we talk about a keli which is broken, so the item still retains its status of not being muksa because it has other usages. Tanya Nami Hachi, Megufa, the Megufa of a barrel which broke, you can move the Megufa, you can move the Shvorim, the broken parts of the Chavis also. Well, Yisusimenu Shever Lechasis Bosakli, but you can't take a piece from the Chavis, break off a piece, or alternatively to rub down a piece which has broken shard. The shards are obviously sharp, so you can't smooth it down because that's to use for to cover a kli or really some karamita to support the bed, because that'll be like a tikkun mon. It's like a makom patish. Mizarka ba'ashpa is also if you threw it out already to the ashpa though, you've indicated that you're not planning to use it. Then it becomes most usher to move, becomes muksa. Masaklo Rav Papa. Rashi says it's referring to the Megufa. El Meyato Zorik Leila Galime Hachinami. The also person takes his garment and throws it away into the ashva, into the garbage dump. Does it become muksa? You can't make something muksa in the middle of Shabbos like that. If it's functional, it's functional. Elamur Papa im zarka mibayyam la ashba asura. If a person would take the magufa before Shabbos and throw it out into the ashba, that designates you're not planning to use it anymore, and then it becomes books. Okay. Aber Bar Hamduri, Aber Shmuel. So Bar Hamduri said the name of Shmuel. Krumiyus shamachselis mutar l'tatal b'Shabbos. So if you have like a mat. The purpose of this mat was like to cover. We had this before in the first parak. It was used more to like cover items, etc. So, as the mat unravels, you have like the reeds, the strips of reeds which come off of the mat. So those krumiyus shel machzelis. So those are the strips of the reeds. You got to move them on Shabbos. My time. Well, why is it not considered muksa? It's not usable anymore. If something becomes actually non-usable, it becomes muksa on Shabbos. The point over here is better. It's really usable. The case before, but your decision is defining it. So your decision doesn't define it on Shabbos. The definition starts at the beginning of Shabbos. If it becomes actually unusable, it's unusable. So more saying, so why doesn't this krumius become unusable? So it should be muksa. So Amar Rava, right time Amar Rava, so Rava said, Barhamduri Asperli. So Barhamduri said this over the name of Shmuel, so Barhamduri explained it to me that. Marcellus Gufa and Lamaichazi, what do you use the Marcellus for? Luxuya Bay Afra, you would cover over, Rashi says you'd use a covered soya, or you would cover the floor so that the dirt shouldn't come up, because it was used to cover dirt. Sainamichazin, Luxuya Behutinovis, you can use the Krumius to cover over a small pile of dirt, you can use the Krumius also to cover, so it's still functional in its original function. Amar Zera Marav. Shiore pruz moyois also taltam b'Shabbos. The remainder of a garment, Rashi says of a talus. So these remainders of these garments, no pieces which come off, you can't move them in Shabbos. On Rabbaya b'matlonios shein b'gimel agimel, talking about they don't have the size of three etzbos with three etzbos, which we learned already before. That in regards to the size of a halacha of a baguette for tuma, the minimal size is 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos. The loy chazen loy laniyim v'lo dashir. If it's not three etzvos, neither a usher nor even an ani would use such an item as a baggage anymore. And therefore, it becomes total muksa. See Rashi. Kuf chaptal base. Third line from the bottom. Shenisasa hachavis. The chavis broke. So the magufa shal chavis. Shenisasa hachavis. So the magufa of this chavis which broke. He a magufa. So the magufa ushvareh shal chavis and the broken pieces of the chavis. Nitalam b'shabbos. You can use. You can move both the magufa and the broken pieces shards of the chavis. The chazal the kisuye mono, because they can use to cover items with. You can put it on top of a jug. You can use this as a top a stopper. Well, you can't fix it. Lahatu blito sub to remove its sharp points. Uksub where it sticks out or where it's sharp. Bishab is dovid kli. Rabbi makav patish. That's like making a kli. It's makav. That'd be the malach of makav patish. But threw it into the ashba, it's not a kli anymore. So the Papa said, Zarke la glimei b'shabes la ashba. How can I make also the tule? You throw your clothing into the ashba, can you make it muksa? So it means mi bar jam. Go lidat to me, ask for the lev manahu. If you threw it out before Shabbos, by the case of that, the mezgufa for you, it's no longer a kli. These pieces came off of an old mat. Explain to me. You would use the marcellus to cover the or to prevent the dust from rising. So this does the same thing. Shiori proves me yoyos. Talis says the talis. So he put sitzes into the pirzuma. So he said pirzuma was a baby. Tana Yashin, Shikvar, who said it's white. Okay. Turn on. We're going to have a price of the Morris and spend some time understanding this price. The Morris going to have three explanations in this price. Turn on button. Shivre Tana Yashin. So you have a Tana Yashin, which is a Tana which already has been used before. And it broke. So it can be moved. It's used like anything else is used. It has a usage, and therefore it's not muktzah. And it told him you can't move it. Why? Because the tanner's function is for baking. And Rabbi Huda said in the Mishnah, round one explanation is like we have in the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda says it has to be used. The broken piece has to be used for something similar to what its original usage was. Its original usage was for baking. You can't use anything else for baking on similar to that on Shabbos. So its broken pieces will be used for covering things, etc. That's not sufficient. Rameir says it has to have a potential usage, whatever it is, as long as there's some usage, that's sufficient. So that would be the simple reading of the Braise. He testified that you, in the name of Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, that you move them on Shabbos. And the kisui of the Tanner, if we have a din of a kisui, it doesn't have to have, this is a separate halacha. But he was testifying in the name of Rabbi Elazar Yaakov. The second halacha was that the kisui of the Tanner does not need to have a handle to be considered a base the cover and have a right to move it on Shabbos. So Mar says, "Mamayka miflukim." So I'm going to buy it. What's the machlokes? Be'osin me'ein malacha, vein osin me'ein malacha. So miflukim. They're arguing, like we said in the Mishnah, that they have a usage, but not the usage of comparable to the original usage. Miflukim. It was the Rebbe Huda letemei. Rameir letemei. So Rebbe Huda goes, like you said in the Mishnah, it has to have a similar usage to its original usage, which you don't have by the case of the Tanner. And the Tanner Kama of the Mishnah, which is Rameyer, holds that as long as it has some usage, that's sufficient. So Maskel or Rabbi has a problem with this pshat. Rabbi has a question. Hachi, anifikim b'shibrei Tanner, lufikim b'shibrei Kalim. Now, why are we arguing, discussing a Tanner Yashin specifically? This applies to any original keli, you could argue this issue like the case of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says the case kolon kelim hintolim b'shabbos. Why does it specifically argue by the case of the Tana? So therefore, Rava says a different pshat. Say Elamah Rava. Rava says that they're arguing in a specific type of a Tana. But let's see Rashi till here. Tana Yoshin, the third narrow line. Shekvar Husik, it's already been used. V'charos of Kashim, v'chos of the Malacha. So once it's been heated, it's the shards of it are can be used for other purposes. They're strong. Rain call the kalim, the kamar forish, putayu with hamayl. Let's explain what the machlokes is. Makisuyim shaltanu shenatzarach beisiad. The cover does not need a handle. The balav beisachiza metal v'linle. You can move it even without a hand. Pluk tehi b'masnisin v'yamadam abinin beisachiza. We'll see later on the machlokes whether you need a handle or not. Yes, because, okay, it's a fair question. The cover over there was attached to it. It would seal the barrel, so it was very clear that it was part of the barrel. Over here, it was separate. So you have this thing sitting on the ground, which looks like a piece of whatever. So do you have a right to say that this is the cover in people's eyes, unless it's some indication that on the item that it's a cover? And B, the tanner is attached to the ground, so it's made to be mishamish to karka, and whereas a makufa is detached, the chavis is detached. So kisei v'kelim is a little bit easier to use, to be makel on than kisei karka, unless you would have some type of handle. At least that's part of the machlokes. Main malacha kigoyin lekasis bohen pechavis. It has a usage. You can use it to cover a chavis. Main osa main malachton, which was lafas, but you're not using it for baking anymore. Also meilatem meidomer masnisin loy beinon main malachton. You don't need that. It should use. You don't need that. It should have a similar usage to its original usage. And Rabbi Huda says that you do. Okay. Some more says elamarova the last word in the first wide line, Elamarova, Bishiva the Haitanic. They're arguing in regards to a specific case of a Tanner, very specific type of a Tanner. Nitnan, what's this Tanner? It's a mission of Caleb, Sethus Caleb. Nos no pia, bor al pia dus. So a bor is a pit, a dus is like a cistern, which means it's like it would be looked similar to a pit, but they used to build it out of stone or above ground. So it was, but it functioned like it was a big. Walls and an opening inside, and you put this tanner on top of the boar, on top of the dus. So picture, here's the ground, here's your pit, and here's the tanner sticking on top of, right above the pit. And you put a stone there to hold the tanner in place. So because Rashi and the Rav say it means that you like wedge. Here's the ground level. You're sort of like wedged in a stone between the gap between the tanner and the wall of the pit to hold it in place. So it's suspended in air, basically. Tanurim, the Bezman Chazal explained this, had no bottom and no top. They were just basically a cylinder, and you attach it to the ground. You put it on the ground. You would seal it around with tits to hold it in place, and then you put a fire inside. Over here, so it has no bottom, so it's basically suspended in here. So where are you going to put the fire? You put the fire in the bottom of the pit. So it was supposed to having the fire in the tanner itself. The fire was below the tanner.
Right
over the pit, but it wasn't perfect, so you stuck a stone in there. The Rama actually learned that the stone was, you put like a, sort of like a stone, you stuck a stone in the wall of the, around the wall of the pit. You put a flat stone for the tanner to sit on. It came like a floor of the tanner. But Rashi learns that you sort of wedged a piece of stone in between the wall of the tanner and the wall of the pit to hold it in place. So it's like a wedge.
Or if the pit was narrower than the tanner would be resting on the ground.
Theoretically, right. But the case over here was that the stone was held, holding it up. Okay. Shabihuda Omer. Imasik milamata hu nisik milamala. Tome mimla bistor. Shabihuda says, if when you heat it below, when you heat it below in the tanner, it will be heated enough into the oven that you can cook in the oven. Then it's tamei. If not, you'd have to make some type of subterfuge, some way to like heat it. You can't use the heating of in the pit for it to work. You'd have to like make some type of floor and then heat it there. And based on the heating in the pit, it wouldn't work. So then it's tor. If I'm going to say, as long as it's heated in some way or other, it doesn't make a difference. Yes. And then, then if tumah touches it, it's susceptible to tumah. So the Mor says, what is this machloek is all about? Okay, but high kol arguing on the pasuk. It says, Tana rikiram yutatz tameim heim utameim yulachem. So Yehuda says, so like this. It says the Torah uses the word yutatz. The word yutatz is Yehuda says is a very specific word. It means a case. The pasuk is referring to a case where a tanner and kiraim are both their ovens. Again, they were cylinders. They had no bottom. Some of them had tops, but they had no bottom. And you would attach them to the ground, and then you would put tit around to hold it up, and you would actually put tit around the walls just to make it thicker to hold the heat better. A tanner was made in such a way that it was wider on the bottom and more narrow on top, therefore it held the heat better because there was less place for the heat to escape. And a kira was a straight up and down cylinder, so it let more heat escape. Tanner was basically used for baking, and you could use it for cooking with the pot also. But you would put the item inside of the tanner, and the kira was used pretty much to put the item on top. So that's why it was open, because you wanted the heat to escape, because you would put the pot on top, etc. So you'd put the fire, have a thing, you put the pot on top of it. So the pasuk says both tanner and kirayu, which became tomei. So they're made out of cheris. Kli cheris, there's no way to retire them through putting them in the mikvah. The only way you can retire them is by breaking them. Now the normal word they use for breaking them is your shiver them, shvira. Why does the Torah use the word netitza? Yutatz. So Rehuda says the word netitza by definition means a breaking of something which is part of the ground. It's the destroying it or something like that. Demolishing. So Torah uses the word netitza, which means by definition this thing is part of the karka. So tanner, normally halacha, something which is mechubar the karka is not mekabel tuma. By tanner and kirayim, the chiddush is the exact opposite. It's only as a loch of tuma if it's part of the karka, because it has to be something which the verb of netitza applies to. And something which the verb of netitza doesn't apply to, i.e. it's not attached to the karka, there's no din of tuma to start with. So Yehuda sabar mechutz netitza tamei, shein mechutz netitza is tor. It has to be able to be ready to go through the process of netitza, deva loch of tamei. But something which cannot go through the process of netitza is tor. Correct. In regards to the loch of tzuras habayis is a chiddush. So that's Rabbanan Sabri, the Tamei Yulachem, Mikom Welcome, says, no, there's an extra rebuke of the word Tamei Yulachem. It should be Tamei anyway, which means even if it's not, the Tita doesn't, it's not applicable to it, i.e., it's not attached to the ground. So it's Tamei anyway. So Rehuda said like this, if you can use it, the fire in the pit will work for the tanner, so we consider that it's part, that the fire in the pit is the karka. And it's usable as is, so we consider mechubar lekarka. But if you cannot, there's no way to put a fire in here as is. The fire in the pit doesn't work. The fire above is not. There's no place to put a fire above. It's suspended in the air. So as is, you cannot use it. It's not, so it's already broken. It's already not mechubar lekarka because it can't function as in its state of chibur or lack of chibur. So therefore, it is tor. Rabbanan say, I don't care. Rabbanan nami hoksiv yutatz. But what happened to the pelach of yutatz? So more says, ahu leidach gisa. The point of the pasuk is the, not according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is basically being makel, that we're excluding some tanurim that don't have tumah. That's not the point of the pasuk. The point of the pasuk is the chiddush over here is not kula but chumra. The saga that the chamina came in the chabri ba'ara kigufa the ara dami. Ara thinks it's attached to the ground, has a lochal karka, and karka is not makabel tumah. Kamashal, the pasuk saying no, it is makabel tumah. So the point of the pasuk is not the kula that Rabbi Yehuda is saying to exclude this tanner from tuma, but rather it's a chumra to tell you be marber. Tanurim do have tuma. Period. Idach nami hoksiv tameim yulechem, but Rabbi Huda I says tameim yulechem, which is marber tuma. Tamar answers hahi kid Rabbi Huda amr Shmuel, damar Rabbi Huda amr Shmuel, that even Rabbi Huda agrees the machlokes is behesik rishon. So they would take the tanner, they would, you know, make it, then they would, and then they would, you have to heat it in the kiln. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the halacha is that the first time you use the tanner, the hesek rishon, it has to be used, it has to be heated, and therefore strengthening it through the process of heating it, that has to be done with mechubar lekarka. But the hesek sheni, I feel it's totally betzaber gomel, even if it's hanging on the neck of a gomel for all I care. I don't care where you use it. You know, you want to make an interesting thing, hang it from the neck of the camel, and heat it up, you know, inside there, you know. So I don't care where you do it. So even if it agrees that once it was mechubar lekarka at one point in time, when you made it into the kli, it was mechubar lekarka, it gets a din of a kli. And even though right now there's no broken tanner more than a tanner which is hanging on the neck of a gomel, it's not functioning normally, but it's still mechubar tumah. Omer Ulav Hesek Rishon Rabbanan Filu Tolei Betzaber Gomel and Enochanami Kar the Chamim the Hesek Rishon even it's hanging by the Betzaber Gomel hanging on the neck of a Gomel would be Makabel Tuma. You can heat it up the first time over there and that would be sufficient to make it into a kli. So Mask of Lord Ravashi Hachi Adamifliki B'Shibre Taner Lifliki B'Taner Gufa. Why are they arguing about a broken Taner? They argue about the Taner itself. Hashat Taner the Rukufa the Behuda Lahavi Mana Shor Boy. Behuda says the Taner itself is not this Taner is not considered a kli. If it was heated the Chachila and the hanging not attached to the ground, it's not considered a kli. So you can't move it. So why are they arguing by the Shibre Taner? Argue about the Taner itself. So Selim Rabashi Loilam Kidam Rimikar. They're arguing like a Bai said originally. They're arguing about using it. It's a tanner, broken. You can't use it for its original usage. And you can use it for other usages. Is that sufficient for halachas of tilt moving in on Shabbos? So what was the question? Why are they arguing by tanner? Argue by any keli. The answer is, it's been used, you can still use it to heat up the shard itself, and you can sort of like bake on the shard. So you can bake with it still. That's not the way you used to bake. This is the type of baking when you're baking it on the shard. That's called meshatav. The mayor of the dwarf Rabbi Yehuda come. So the mayor is arguing Rabbi Yehuda's point. The idea is the main malachik can be used for any purpose. It's sufficient. I don't care what it's used for. It's only used for something. But even you who hold you need like the original usage, utterly miya the chiyagav the malachu. It's like the original usage. You can bake in it. Yehuda says no. Yehuda lo domi hosam huskum hesekam v'efnim. It's a different type of baking. The tanner stands, you put it onto the wall of the tanner, over here you lie it down, you put it on top, you heat the item itself, one you put a fire inside, and then the radiant heat works. It's a different type of baking. So that's not, I don't call that main malacha. It's not the similar type of malacha. Rara says, I mean, listen, it's baking and baking. I don't care what, I use it for anything, according to me. As long as any usage that's considered still a kli, as far as I'm concerned. But even like you, I mean, how far are you taking this already? It's main malachta, it's baking. So that was the machlokes of that's why they argue simply by the Tanner to discuss that halacha That type of argument. Okay.